There were varied reactions to the finance minister's statement on the floor of parliament. Most of the MPs who had a chance to contribute to the statement expressed concern about development in the non-banking financial sector. The MPs recollected the agony of depositors in their constituencies and pleaded with the Ministry of Finance and Bank of Ghana to ensure that people whose monies are locked up in the savings and loan companies such as DKM, God is Love Fan Club and Little Drops Helping Hand Association are refunded to them. The MP for New Durban South, Dr. Makesibi Yeboa, believes the Bank of Ghana and government should be blamed for the problems created by the savings and loan companies.
In the minister's statement, I didn't find anything new. Nobody has taken responsibility for the mess. No remedial measures have been given. For the avoidance of doubt, no test shall carry on the business of microfinance unless the Bank of Ghana licenses.
And more water for the ink.
The Bank of Ghana is to ensure that only credit-worthy companies operate in whatever space, be it the banking space, the savings and loan space, the microfinance space. This is to ensure that depositors would be protected from charlatans or fraudsters who operate microfinance businesses. Mr. Speaker, I want to submit now that the Bank of Ghana and by extension government is to blame for this mess.
The Bonohafu Regional Minister and MP for Esinafu South, Eric Opoku, wanted to know whether the liquidated assets of the companies will be able to offset the debts.
As the Regional Minister and the head of the Regional Security Council, I am privy to certain information that cannot be shared with the public. But Mr. Speaker, it is important to say that we are dealing with two categories of groups. We have DKM as a registered microfinance institution and several other institutions are fan clubs. They call them fan clubs. Sharp, sharp, fan clubs.
The member for Dorma Central, Kwaku Ajiman Menu, said the microfinance saga should be seen as a national disaster.
This should be seen as a national calamity, a disaster for all of us. And we as representatives of the people should be given the privilege to allow us to talk about what is happening to our own people. Because let me tell you one thing that I have experienced. People who have killed in front of my door in my constituency, pleading that MP won't tell me my end. What is supposed to be our responsibility? MP, wouldn't you say something about this problem on our behalf? MP, wouldn't you talk for us? Not only me, but almost all my colleagues from Brahapu. The finance minister mentioned rightly, DKM had 6 branches, 4 of them in Brahapu. So whatever way he operated, greater part of his operations were concentrated in Brahapu. So we are more affected than any other people in the country. Mr. Speaker, not until the demonstration